be jazz. It's whatever reggae, soul, mainstream. It's whatever news, sports, and entertainment.
This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, which has just moved to this slot from Monday at 11 a.m., where I've been for over a year now, and my work schedule conflicted with that slot, so fortunately I've been given a chance to sit in the booth on a Friday night here from 6 till 7:30. So for anyone who's new listening to the show, either in your car driving home or maybe you're at home getting ready to go out tonight, I broadcast Australian music mostly, but I also play Canadian music. So what I was doing on Mondays was playing some older Australian tracks, using the knowledge that I have from listening to Australian music all my life growing up. And then I segue into some newer Australian music, and I pepper in some Kiwi tracks every now and then, which I'll do today. And then I finish off the show with lots of fresh Canadian music, and all independent, of course, as fitting with the vibe of the station here on CITR. So enough of me already. Let's just get into the music, because this is a radio show for music. I will have regular guests on. And today I'm actually broadcasting an interview I recorded with David Eby from the BCCLA, the British Columbia Civil Liberties Association. He plays in a band called Ladner, and I recorded an interview with him a few weeks back. So I'll be playing that in sort of celebration slash commiseration for his sterling effort, but eventual loss in the by-election of Point Grey just the other day. But anyway, here's the music. So I'm going to play for you, start off with some music by a band called The Hard-Ons. I wanted to play this song specifically to set the tone for this show, because the song is called Radio, and you'll notice the chorus goes something along the lines of, I bet you they won't play this song on the radio, and well, I am today, because I think it's important to play independent music, as do the other DJs here. So here we go. Here's a song you will hear on the radio, at least on this station, and other interesting ones all around the world. This is The Hard-Ons.
Maybe somebody Are you interested in radio, but not quite sure how to get involved? CITR is the place for you. We are a volunteer-driven campus and community radio station with a variety of volunteer opportunities. Want to become an on-air programmer? Learn about promotions? Maybe become a news or arts reporter? Come learn about all the ways you can become involved at CITR. Volunteer orientations are held on the first Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m. If the first Monday falls on a statutory holiday, the orientation moves to the second Monday. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
And we are back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show on CITR 101.9 FM. This is a new show in this slot. I have been broadcasting on Mondays from 11 till 12, and I've now shifted to this slot, which is very exciting. So I play older Australian music to start with every week, and you heard three awesome tracks there, starting off with Radio, a song by the Hard-Ons on their 2003 album. Very exciting. And I wanted to start with that because of the chorus going, I bet you they won't play this song. Or what was it? I hope they play this song on the radio. I don't think so. But I did, because this is community campus radio, and it's crucially important to broadcast independent voices. The second track I played was by an awesome band from Melbourne called Even. They formed in 1994 and are just a fantastic three-piece pop rock band, and they're still around. And I played you the song When the Sunshine Comes, the first track off their Second Coming album, just because the sun, I think, has finally kind of come out. We're being teased a lot the last week or so here in Vancouver, but the sun's out today, so there you go, Even with When the Sunshine Comes. And finally, Yotha Yindi, that great Aboriginal band, with the song Dot on the Shells, which you'll find on the Freedom record. And yeah, I had to check. I was listening closely and heard a familiar voice. That was Neil Finn there from Crowded House playing on that track. And I think, yeah, he only played on one song on that album. Yotha Yindi, of course, they're an Australian Aboriginal band. They formed in 1986, and they're probably the most well-known Australian Aboriginal band. They formed in 86, and they're from a very remote area. They're from the Yolngu people near the Gove Peninsula in the Northern Territory's Arnhem Land. So that's way, way up the top central of Australia. And I thought I'd read you a little bit, actually, from... I picked up a Lonely Planet guide to Central Australia today, just kind of randomly. And I thought I'd read a little bit about Arnhem Land for context. So Arnhem Land is a vast, overwhelming and mysterious corner of the Northern Territory, about the size of the state of Victoria with the population of only 16,000. This Aboriginal reserve is one of Australia's large, great, untouched wilderness areas. But when they say Aboriginal reserve, it's not as the expression is used here in North America. I think that more means just a huge wilderness area, not necessarily a structured settlement. So the only settlements of any size are Gove on the peninsula in the northeastern corner, and Gunbalyana, just across the East Alligator River of Kakadu National Park. Access to Arnhem Land is by permit only, and numbers are strictly controlled, and this is four-wheel drive only country. It has long been known for its superb fishing, but the Stone Country, the Arnhem Escarpment, and its outliers host literally thousands of Aboriginal rock art sites of incredible variety, age, and interest. So that's the give you a little picture of the Arnhem Land region of northern central Australia, where members from Yotha Yindi are from, and I played you their song called Dots on the Shells. And another little interesting thing related to that song, recently President Obama was in Australia on an official visit, and the officials gave him as a gift an official iPod from Australia with a whole bunch of Australian music on there, and they picked a whole bunch of tracks, and that was one of them that I played for you, Dots on the Shells from Yotha Yindi. And of course their hit single Treaty was on there as well. And maybe another time I'll go through that list a bit more and play some more of those songs. But generally this show is going to keep to the more obscure or independent side of things. So I'll press on now, and I thought I'd play now four tracks in a row of... This is a lineup of bands that you would see if you were in Melbourne. If you were in Melbourne on the 18th of April, or the 10th of April, which was a while back now, you would have been able to see these four bands play at the Esplanade Hotel. This was for Japan Aid, of course, a benefit to raise money for the Japanese relief because of the recent disaster. So I'm going to play the four bands, the Spazzies, Mac Pelican, the Meanies, and headliners the Fireballs, who've recently reformed. So all four of these bands are really great punk rock bands. So here we go. Here's first of all the Spazzies.
We'll be right back. Ramona.
Repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. Listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
It's a little bit rusty, but it's got the lot. It's a pink and black day.
And we're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. And I played four in a row there from a bill that occurred in Melbourne at the Esplanade Hotel on April 10th. All four of those bands were there raising money for the Japanese disaster relief. And at the top was the Spazzies with Paco Doesn't Love Me. A few girls there who really love the Ramones. And then we heard Mac Pelican, again, a very Ramones-inspired band of three Japanese, Australian-Japanese youth. They've been playing around for a long time. And finally, we heard the Meanies with Just What You Need, and then the Fireballs with a track off an album. They broke up. The Fireballs broke up a while back and reunited, I think, around 2008. That was an older track of theirs. It's always exciting to find 7-inch singles and interesting obscurities here, and I played two of those tracks are off 7-inch that I found. The Mac Pelican actually is a flip double side with the Smugglers, who are apparently, and I guess because I'm new, I don't know enough about Canadian music, but the Smugglers were a great garage rock band that played around a lot, and apparently featuring Bryce Dunn here of the station on drums. So Mac Pelican did a split 7-inch with them, I guess. So the Smugglers must have toured Australia, or Mac Pelican here back and forth. I'm not sure. But I also played the Meanies 7-inch there, Just What You Need, before the Fireballs. So there you go. That's an example of, say, four punk bands you could have seen in Melbourne. I'll be playing a lot of music from Melbourne because it's an extraordinary center for music in the world, at least contemporary music, rock and roll. There's a lot of live music venues there in the city. I've noticed here in Vancouver, for the amount of talent here, that the number of venues is quite small, which is a real shame. But I've certainly enjoyed seeing some amazing bands here in the city, and I'll be getting to some Canadian music and some local Vancouver music soon. Now onto some more Australian music. Let's get into some newer stuff now. So Architecture in Helsinki, they're going to be playing in Vancouver very soon. They're going to be playing at the venue called Venue, capital V, Venue, on the 5th of June. So I thought I'd play for you their new single from the Contact High album, Architecture in Helsinki. Sorry, the album is called Moment Bends. The single is called Contact High. So this is Architecture in Helsinki. Hope you enjoy.
Suck on me. While perfect nostalgia is dead. that we can fly. Am I guilty? Boy, you decide. I've got nothing to hide.
We'll be touching again on top time.
I'm done even if we can try. Am I guilty? Boy, you decide. I've got nothing to hide.
Fall down, fall down, fall down, fall down, fall down. too much, but it's not half enough. If my brain was just bigger, maybe I'd work out stuff. Boy, dumb. Just watch me move my mouth. I'll try to read my lips. Boy, dumb.
J plus J plus J, and I bet you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The sitar.
We call it that. Do you?
You should. Unless you don't like sitars.
Okay, so we're back here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and I've just played you three brand new tracks from Australian bands. At the top was Architecture in Helsinki, and very smooth track there that I featured off a new album. Track's called Contact High, and they'll be playing here in Vancouver at a place called Venue, which is at I think 881 Granville Street, and they'll be playing songs off their new album. And also, we heard in the middle there was a band called Paper Scissors, very interesting band there that's come through on email. I'll just read you a little bit about them. Paper Scissors says, in the age of 330 digital singles, the Paper Scissors are cutting against the grain with their new album In Loving Memory, a creation for lovers of long-form albums. The record brings together a range of influences and topics to create a truly international rock soundscape. The songs were written during the band's travels, from home in Sydney to as far away as Queens, New York. In various studios and via email through numerous long sessions, Jai Pin has written lyrics about a range of topics from family, love, drunkenness, alcoholism, death, sex, the ocean, weather, isolation and more, bringing a disparate collection of musings into one of the most coherent and focused collection of songs from an Australian band this year. So that's a really interesting band called the Paper Scissors. The album's In Loving Memory, and I played for you a track called Lung Sum. And finally, of course, is the unmistakable sounds of Regurgitator, a great band from Brisbane. A lot of good bands formed in 1994 and who are still around, so I played you Even at the start of the show. And Regurgitator formed in that year as well from Brisbane, and a real eclectic band, like they're very, very hard to pigeonhole, all over the place, and a real mainstay of the Brisbane independent scene. And that song popped up on, it's called a compilation called Sounds Like Brisbane. It's interesting because it says here, it's believed to be a world first. Sounds Like Brisbane is bringing together the city's indie labels under one banner. Already 17 independent labels are represented, with more to join the fold soon. They're giving you a taste of the collective with the free Brisbane music sampler available online, which is what I played from. So, covers all sorts of genres from garage rock to indie, jazz, hip-hop, all over the place. Labels define the creative melting pot that Brisbane has become. So, yeah, that's interesting. I'll play some more songs from that soon. I guess, yeah, maybe that's not too common for, you know, all these little labels to join together under one umbrella. Maybe it's a good idea. There you go. Australian music here for you. And, of course, I thought today, I thought, well, for new listeners, I'll play you a pretty typical show, I guess. What I've been trying to mold on Monday mornings is play the older stuff, newer Australian stuff. I try to put in a Kiwi track, so I'm going to play you one now from New Zealand. This band is called The Puddle. It's a beautiful, beautiful album that ended up popping into my in-tray here in the studio. They're from Dunedin, and anyone who's familiar with music from the Antipodes would know that Dunedin is the home of the Flying Nun record label, and there's a great history there of really great independent bands. There's a very distinct sound that the Flying Nun label produced. But this album is actually on Fish Rider Records, which I think is some kind of boutique offshoot even of Flying Nun. The album's called Playboys in the Bush, and the band's called The Puddle. I'm going to play you a song called In Your Dreams. I've been really impressed with this album. Beautiful, mellow music. And just a very unique band, and one that just through economies of scale and distance may never get a chance to tour, you know, in North America. But this is just very quality, world-class music. So this is The Puddle for you from New Zealand. And, of course, I could go on and on about the great music that's from New Zealand, but I'll get to that in the coming weeks. But for now, here's the song called In Your Dreams.
Feel a little quiet. You with humid dark eyes. Something has caught me. Between here and the outside.
Getting straight, just lost the need to try. try at the grave. After the sword, the settles down. Another will slide in, but chance to drown. You'd leave no shadow, just a dent in the wall. You could not, my boys, it's time to go. You could not, my boys, it's time to go. Of what I've attained, I'll covet the rye grin, the glint in your baby blues. Try to supplant the hatred I can't lose. Get the best of friends when your eyes get crossed. Your language is super, your words are exhaust. You damn all the warnings, the pain in our bones. Is it really this hard to go after the sawdust? Never bearing the crunch, but what did I suppose? Oh, come on, my boys, let's go. After the sawdust settles down, another will slide in, the chance to drown, to leave a shadow, just a dent in the wall. Oh, come on, my boys, let's go. Oh, good night.
Yacht Summer Song.
What's better than being on a boat? How about watching Yacht, Portland's darling duo of electric pop, are on tour in support of their upcoming new release on DFA, and they're coming to the Rickshaw on Friday, May 13th. Snag an advance ticket from Red Cat, Zulu, Scratch, High Life, or if you're listening to this from Victoria, Ditch Records. Don't miss the boat. Come see Yacht, May 13th at the Rickshaw Theater. Doors at 8, show at 9:30. Proudly presented by Timber and CITR 101.9 FM.
And this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show on CITR 101.9 FM. I hope you're enjoying your Friday evening. It's been a sunny day for once. I hope it's here to stay. We heard three new tracks, or newish tracks. That last one, that Tim Rogers one, was from a few years back now. You heard Goodnight Boys from Tim Rogers of UMI. He's the lead singer, of course, an Australian rock and roll legend. In the middle was Adelita from Magic Dirt. So two solo projects you just heard, the Tim Rogers and Adelita. The song was called Perfection off her debut self-titled album called Adelita. And of course, at the top was that wonderful Kiwi band called The Puddle, and the song was called In Dreams, and the album is called Playboys in the Bush. A really unique sound there, a band from Dunedin, New Zealand. This is Australian and Canadian music. I've got coming up very soon, actually. Well, let's play it now, actually. First of all, I'm going to play for you... Well, okay, let's get some context here. So, recently, there was a federal election. Now, we all know that the Conservative Party won that election. Now, there was also a separate by-election here in Vancouver in the Point Grey area just a little while back. On Wednesday, the election was held, and David Eby from the British Columbia Civil Liberties Association ran in that election. Now, he wasn't successful, but it came down very close to the vote in the end. So, very exciting stuff. He was running in the NDP. Now, David Eby is part of a band called Ladner. So, I actually interviewed him and asked him about music, so not just politics, because he's deeply involved in his work with social justice, British Columbia Civil Liberties Association, but also he plays music in a band called Ladner, and he doesn't play around too much, but I asked him a little bit about his music, and I thought I'd play you, well, I'm just having a little trouble actually getting sound off his MySpace here to actually play the Ladner songs. So, well, we'll keep trying. I'll play the interview first, and then hopefully we can play a Ladner track. So, if I can just find it here for you. So, it was an interesting day talking to him about music, because as you'll see from the interview, even though he's very politically aware, he doesn't tend to make too many political songs, because he likes songwriting to be a way to unwind. Here we go.
I'm here with David Eby of the BCCLA, the British Columbia Civil Liberties Association, for Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Not everyone who is familiar with Dave's work in the city may realise he is a musician, guitarist and songwriter for the band Ladner. And hello, Dave. I wonder if you could let me know about the band Ladner, how it came about.
Sure. The band is an evolution of an earlier band I was in called World of Science, and it's the bass player from World of Science and some other friends when World of Science broke up. And it's just something that's really fun and totally different from what I do normally during the day.
Exactly. That contrast I find interesting. Music, was it always with you there all the way through your legal training and the time of serious study? Was it a part of your life that you kept a hold of?
You know what? There was a point where I lost track of it, and it was to my prejudice in terms of just feeling like a balanced person in law school. And music has always been a part of my life. I did piano when I was growing up, and I played in bands during my undergrad. And then I went to law school, and I stopped doing all of it. And it really helps to balance me and make me feel like more of a whole person, and have this creative outlet that has nothing to do with confronting the police about issues or dealing with poverty issues or whatever. It's just nice that way.
Exactly, and listening to the Ladner EP, I took the plastic off, put it in, and realized these are lovely little pop rock songs, and it doesn't have to be this great message about fighting anything, because goodness knows your day job, you do plenty of work that is involved in the nitty-gritty, so why not make some beautiful songs about love and people? And
yeah, you know, I think it was interesting, this guy on Twitter, I tweeted about our show that's going to happen on April 8th, and... May 8th and April 8th. God, I don't even know where we are anymore. It's April 8th at the ANZA. And this guy tweeted, he's like, well, what do human rights lawyers sing about? Fighting the man? And it's like the exact opposite. You know, you spend all day scrapping it out. Like when you, at the end of the day, pop songs are what it's all about for me. I mean, other people, it's 24/7, but for me, I need a break.
Exactly. And it makes you very effective at what you do because you have that downtime and that outlet.
Sustainability is really important. I've seen a lot of good people burn out. I burned out myself. And knowing when to take a break and just and sing a love song is like a really important thing for me in terms of the activism that I do.
Exactly. And then, you know, given values of the world, economic rationalism, maybe even just creating art for the sake of art, really, it is almost a form of protest, just doing it, if you think about it.
Yeah, I think the being creative and creating your own music and your own entertainment is unfortunately an act of rebellion against the mass entertainment that we see right now. And certainly we enter into it because it's fun and it's enjoyable and all these things, but it is. It's a message that people need to be creative and that we need to take back some ownership over our entertainment from these big corporations that run things.
Exactly, and that's what the CITR station stands for. Thanks, David. And just one last question. This is the Australian Music Show, so I'm curious, do you have any Australian musical influences at all, or any bands at all you can think of?
It's it'll probably, if you have many Australian listeners, they'll roll their eyes, I'm sure, but I've always really admired Peter Garrett because here's a guy who's a lawyer, he's in a band, he's done, and you know he's got some challenges in his political record, and I understand those sorts of things, but certainly he was a real activist around environmental issues and Indigenous issues in Australia, that's the kind of model I like. You know, in terms of influence, the music was amazing. His politics were really great. I don't know how they are now, but they were really great. And that's the model that I like.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah, Midnight Oil, we'll play some of that today, as well as Ladner, the EP. It's a self-titled EP.
It is.
It is, yeah. And so the record release is The Answer Club coming up?
Yeah, April 8th.
April 8th.
Doors at 9.
Doors at 9. And any other bands playing?
Or? Yeah, Young Pacific and Pineapple.
Okay. Excellent. Well, thanks for your time, David.
Great, thanks.
Thanks.
We'll be right back. all you want. Just keep your mind and heart. Just keep your mind and heart. You spread your legs apart and go out after dark. Just keep your mind and heart. Just keep your mind and heart. Kiss any girl you want. Kiss any boy you want. Just keep your mind and heart. Just keep your mind and heart.
So that was my interview with David Eby from the British Columbia Civil Liberties Association. He recently ran in the by-election in Point Grey here in Vancouver and just narrowly was defeated by the Liberal incumbent there. But he is also a member of the band Ladner. So I actually rebroadcasted that interview. That EP release has already occurred at the ANZA. I recorded that a while back for the show on Monday. But there you go. And he did mention that he's a big fan of Midnight Oil. So I'll see if I can squeeze a Midnight Oil track in at the end of the show. So this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. I'm really glad that I'm able to broadcast right now. I used to be on it at Mondays at 11 a.m. and my work schedule started to conflict with that slot. So yeah, it's really exciting to be playing music for you right now. And so yeah, start with the older Australian, in with the new Australian music, and now I'm into the Canadian tracks. So you heard Ladner there. I'd like to play you now some music by a really wonderful artist called Buckman Coe. He has been in the city only for a year or two, maybe, not too long. He's just extraordinary. I'll just read you a little bit about him, about Buckman Coe here off the website. Buckman draws from the traditions of folk, blues and R&B to create an original indie soul sound that captures a rare depth of feeling and lyricism. His performances are captivating and uplifting, urging us to be fully present and free. He can also be seen collaborating with storytellers and circus artists, and he's playing soon at the In the House Festival on June 5th at 7 p.m. That's a Sunday. So I'll play you a little bit of Buckman Coe now. I actually met him in person at it was like a big gathering, a conference for activism, social activism, here in the city just a couple of weeks ago, and I was very impressed with him, chatting with him, and here's some of his music now. He gave me this CD, so it's a promo single.
Overcome. Ooh, 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 ooh. as the light comes with the dawn, I'm sure this light will shine on everyone. And the time will surely come when we got no choice but to act as one.
Oh, love, but it's fiction to me. I can hardly see you in my arms, but what will become of us as friends sitting in the car as sunsets go by with my head in my hands, losing you again, losing you again, losing you again. You got so good at holding out that I couldn't fucking care about you. I keep making the same mistakes with no excuses in my way. Mistakes, the same mistakes. So you'll stay in Hollywood and I'll go to New York City, but trying to live life like a musical is far better suited to you than it will ever be to me. It's not a possibility that I could have you for my own. Sunflowers and wine and everything nice and mint in New York are baseless to our hearts. To our hearts, the baseless to our hearts. You and palm trees in stand out me, where an impossibility, the same mistakes, the same mistakes.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
And we are back here, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and we're almost done now. Thanks so much for listening. You just heard their Fine Mist with a track off their Public Domain album. The track's called Palm Trees. Before that, of course, was two beautiful tracks by Buckman Coe, who is a really great, folk singer-songwriter here from Vancouver. Well, he's recently moved here. I was chatting with him, actually, when he gave me the CD, and he went to school down in the States, down in Colorado, I believe, and has been playing around here quite a lot recently, and Buckman Coe is definitely an artist that I would check out if you're into really cutting-edge, soulful folk music. So as you'll have heard, I tried to get a huge range here on the show of, I guess, styles. That's that. It's pretty much the end of the show. I wanted to play for you. We heard there the David Eby interview I recorded with David Eby from the BCCLA and the band Ladner, and asked him who impressed him musically from Australia, and he mentioned Midnight Oil, and that's a band that goes without, we don't need to say too much about who they are. I guess they're probably one of the most popular, well-known Australian bands outside of the country. But a lot of people may not know that Peter Garrett, the singer, actually is a member of parliament now himself. He is a senator. He's had a little bit of controversy, but his music still stands the test of time, I think. So I'm going to play you The Dead Heart, but just very quickly, this band called Alexis on Fire from America did a cover of The Dead Heart. So I'm just going to quickly play you a little bit so you can compare and contrast that with the original. So here's the Alexis on Fire version of The Dead Heart. So that's the Alexis on Fire cover of Midnight Oil's The Dead Heart. So let's segue into the original. This is for David Eby. Thanks for listening. This has been Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Up next is African Rhythms. Okay.
It's made entertainment.
Stop.